Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hockey weather, so we might as well talk a little hockey today on What's on Your Mind.
Go figure.
To a brand new week.
Over.
Yeah. Welcome to a brand new week of What's on Your Mind. Whatever you're facing in the way of weather woes, let us know today. Those of you that have some snow, colder temps, whatever is on the docket for you, love to hear about it. And my farmer friends, you probably aren't in the field today, so you got a little spare time on your hands. I'd love to know how much rain. Is it too much rain? Are you having to replant in some areas? Just give us a little bit of an update of the lay of the land. Plan to have the whole hour be really just an update on the weather wherever you're at, just because, you know, we're all kind of curious. This is not the norm. It's a little unusual, and that's all right. You know, it's not that it hasn't snowed in May before. That's not breaking news. It happens. But I guess just, the, you know, sort of the fashion, the way we so dry, and then tons of rain, and now snow, and the wind, and it's just been a little bizarre. But it's North Dakota, so, I mean, it's not that weird. But nonetheless, everybody's buzzing about it, so we're curious what the weather's like where you are, what you had over the weekend, and for our farmer friends, just curious, you know, where it's causing you some challenges. So let us know how the planning's going. 855-200-1776 is our What's on Your Mind line. Answer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can press 1 when you call and leave your comment, and we'll get to it on the air. You can press 2 and chat with us live on the air today on the program. The reason I say is hockey weather, so we'll talk some hockey, is the breaking news today, if you haven't heard it yet, is Dave Hextall. It was announced about an hour ago, is leaving the University of North Dakota as the head hockey coach to be the head coach of the Broad Street Bullies, also known as the Philadelphia Flyers. So he's headed for the NHL. And I'm happy for the man. He's a class act. He's a great coach. He's a good guy. And full disclosure, a dear friend of mine that I have known for many, many years. So I'm very happy for Coach Hextall. When I heard the news, I literally, the hair on the back of my neck stood up and said, wow, didn't expect it. I don't think anybody did. But nonetheless, you can't have that many years of success as he has had at the University of North Dakota and not have opportunities land in your lap. And you know, the NHL is, after all, if you're, as Dave is, you know, growing up on the farm in Alberta, you know, probably watched many a hockey night in Canada and dreamed of one day being behind the bench of an NHL team, and here's his shot. You can't sneeze at that. So while it may surprise some people, I guess it doesn't me. It is, after all, it's the pinnacle, right? So on he goes. And instantly, what's the big question, Todd? I mean, literally, we have known less than an hour that Dave Hextall is leaving UND to be the head hockey coach in the NHL with the Philadelphia Flyers. And the big question instantly becomes what?
Who's next?
Exactly. We know
who's
like
our next coach.
It's like, okay, you're gone by. All right, who's next? Yeah, I mean, literally a nanosecond.
Well, everybody wants to know, right? I mean, that's the obvious question. Are you going to give us your bold prediction, or are you going to hold back?
I have a bold prediction that I've given Todd off air, but I'll hold back and see if anybody else comes up with it on the air. Who do you think the next coach of the UND hockey team will be? It's another one of our questions today. It's hockey weather. So our big questions today on What's on Your Mind, the weather, and how it's impacting our farmer friends. And now, because of Dave Hextall's announcement, we'll talk a little hockey with the hockey weather. Who will the next coach of the UND hockey team be? To tell us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or to email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The question also up on our Facebook page, so give us a ring. Fred and Wing is first to go this hour, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll have to suspend pick up the patch efforts for today because it's raining and winding, but raining and windy and even snowy in some places, covering what needs to be picked up. But there are plenty of activities going on. Check it out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Fred, what's on your mind today, my man?
Well, hockey is not on my mind as a farmer, but let's talk a little hockey this morning. I saw Robin playing worm hockey in the yard this morning. He came across the yard, picked up a worm that was washed up on top of the ground by the rain, and the worm was frozen solid, and he tried to pull it loose, and it couldn't come off the ground. Then he went across, then the wind kind of blew him across the yard to a puddle of an inch and a half of rain we had last night that was frozen, and the bird actually, claws wouldn't grab the ice, and he went to the other side of the puddle and almost fell down. So I think that looked like worm hockey.
I don't know. I've never heard that term, worm hockey, before. It's why I love this show. You never know what you're going to get, Todd, right?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about hockey, but...
The weather's demanding it. Blame Dave Haxtell. He's the one leaving for Philly, so we've been forced into it. Yeah, worm hockey. How about, how much rain and wind?
Well, we got an inch and a half of rain yesterday, plus. We got 2 inches of snow on the ground this morning that isn't melting. I think that we had 2 inches, it's probably an inch and a half there. It's starting to melt now. But the thing about it is, last night at 4:30 in the afternoon, which is usually the warmest part of the day, it was 30 degrees already. And it got down to 29 by 7, and it stayed, or by 6. It was at 29 up here, and it stayed 29 until 7 o'clock this morning. And so that is, you know, this is something that goes across Montana, North Dakota, all the way across over to Minnesota. It's going to reach all the way down to Minneapolis, into South Dakota. And, you know, with the early season, there's crops up. This is a major, major, major thing. And I sure hope that the ag people talk about this, because our prices are so low right now. Planting the wheat back, or planting barley back, or planting canola back is going to be risky. So in order for the farmers to do it, I just sure hope that the price would come up a little bit, because you might be talking 25% loss across the whole United States on wheat, canola, barley, maybe flax, oats, all small grains that are up over 2 inches. This could affect it. And if it didn't get it last night, it'll get it in the morning, tomorrow morning.
Not good. So that's even a bigger problem than some of the areas that need to be replanted just from too much rain. Huh?
That's flooding. You know, that happens. But when it freezes off the hills, freezes off the whole field. I just hope that the ag community doesn't sweep this under the rug, because we really do need a boost in the price out here, and they're going to have to buy acres in order to get us to replant at this late date. Because if we have to replant, and I'm sure that the people are going to come on and say, oh, it ain't that bad, it ain't that bad, because they don't want to pay for the grain anymore. They want to charge everybody high prices for bread and stuff in the store, and everything you buy never comes down, and they want to pay us for the wheat or for the
barley. What do you mean, Fred, by sweep it under the rug? What are you suggesting? I mean, it is, right?
They let it go for 4 or 5 days, and everybody forgets about it, and it doesn't have an impact on the markets. You know, we got to talk about it. We have to get it out. This could be a major, major, major crop loss in the millions and millions of acres.
Right. And your point is, it is what it is. Get that point out there so it impacts price.
Well, that's what I'd like to say. I don't want. You see, these markets are controlled by these major companies nowadays. You know, their prices are controlled. It's like the chickens that are all dying from this disease right now. There ain't no chickens on small farms anymore. They're all in giant conglomerates, corporate business. And these corporate businesses do not want this to get out, that this is a major crop loss. They want to keep the prices low. It gets into being an information type thing. And
who would you suggest we have on that would give the straight scoop, so to speak? Anybody that would be a good resource that could be, you know, go a little bit viral in the way of this news? Anybody you'd suggest?
Well, I tell you that I believe that a lot of the news media and ag business today, all straight across, has really got a lot of influence by their advertisers. And their advertisers are people who sell fertilizer, chemical, all this kind of stuff, and they don't want...
But I'm asking you, but we report the news here. We're not influenced by anybody. So tell me somebody you want us to have on, and we'll have them on.
I wish I could say there's someone you can trust nowadays, but I think the influence has gone so deep by these major companies, even in the realm of the large universities, they got all this money coming from these large conglomerates that. Can you even get a straight story anymore? I don't know.
All right. Well, if you think about it, you let us know, and we'll continue to tell the story. And that's why we're asking what you're seeing out there, so we get the straight scoop right from the growers themselves. And if folks agree or disagree with Fred, let us know. Appreciate the call. Nice to hear from you, Fred. Eric on the road, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to, a lighter note, I guess. I think the next Fighting Sioux coach will be Terry Eads or Brad Berry.
Two rock solid choices. You know, you've got Brad Berry, who's the associate head coach now, and you've got Kerry Eads, who was the associate head coach, but had left for Sioux Falls down there for the Stampede, and by the way, just won the Clark Cup down there. So just came off a crowning achievement there. So I would assume both would be candidates. Both great guys, good coaches. I wonder if Brad Berry would think about going with. Dave Haxtell. That's the only thing I'm wondering about there.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
It'll be
very easy then.
All right, Eric. Appreciate the call.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. We thank them for helping to make this broadcast possible. Speaking of wet, it's one of the nice things about an Apache sprayer. Get that light footprint. One of those sprayers that will get you in the field when a lot of others will not, right? As we continue to maneuver a rather challenging growing season. Well, isn't every season, a challenging growing season? Yeah. We'll see. But we're starting off with a beauty here. We thought, oh, this is nice. We're early planted. Look how awesome, nice. Then the monsoons come, and that's followed by the snow and everything else. So.
See,
but anyway,
I was hoping this was actually going to be a good thing because, yeah, we were too dry for too long, but then plenty of time to get in and plant.
Yeah.
And then have the water like we need.
Exactly.
Can we call the game over already? Are we at that point this soon? And I don't know. I'm city born and bred. I have no idea. It's just a question.
Call what game over?
The growing season. Texter says Fred from Wing is a conspiracy theorist, by the way. Now I've had two of them say that.
All right. Well, I think his point was to say, you know, whatever the actual real-world impacts are, and he's saying that there are significant impacts from, you know, the areas that have had frost.
Right, right.
Whatever they factually are, that word should get out. I don't think that's a conspiracy. But I think he's saying what prevents it getting out is, you know, all the others. So that's why I say, you tell us if you're right or agree or disagree. 800-228-0550. But anyway, let me finish on these Apache sprayers. And new and used, highplainsapache.com, a great place to browse, if you will. And also, they're, of course, they have this ET Ag Center now, which I rave about often. And you can check that out, because if you need anything in the way of application parts, they have them. And if they don't have them, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. So that's a great way to go as well. And some low-interest financing now, too. Some great deals there as well. So check it out. HighPlainsApache.com. It's a rainy day. You want to browse a little bit, get online, check it out, or just come on in and see them right across from the Bonanza in Mandan, also just south of Fargo and Frontier. Or give them a call, 701-663-2375. All right, so let's go to Garrison. Stewart, what's on your mind? You're next on What's On Your Mind.
You there,
Stewart? Yes,
yeah,
I can hear you now.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I just have another name to throw at you for the hockey coach. Another assistant under Dean Blaze, same as Haxtell was, but Scotty Sandlin up in Duluth.
There's another. He's, of course, Scott is a UND grad.
Yes.
You know, so he has that, and he played. He was a blue liner, defenseman for.
And he took Duluth to a national title too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. He did, and has had success at Duluth. So he's another name. And I, you know, the challenge when you have a, you know, in the case of Scott Sandlin as the head coach at Duluth, if he applies, the job,
yeah.
It is you really. I mean, now the boosters, the alumni, everything. You know, it's a tough darn deal, right? Because you're kind of saying, hey, you know, there's on the other hand, let's be honest. This isn't just the home team cooking here. Name me a college hockey program with more allure than North Dakota's in the country.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would be a step up from him, even though he might enjoy being at Duluth, too. I don't even know if he'd be interested. But he's a great coach, and he would fit in nice with the UND program.
Yeah, no, he really will. That he is not my. What did you call it, Todd? Earlier, you said you. I have a theory on who the next coach will be, and nobody's guessed it yet. It's not Scott Sandlin, but I have to tell you, Stuart, he's not one I thought of. So another one. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Good to talk to you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Emailer says, my rain gauge here in North Fargo shows just under 6 inches.
Oh!
I emptied it once at 3 inches, but now it's just under 3 again.
Wow.
At my usual babbling brook in my basement, which occurs when the ground is saturated and it rains more. Wow.
Oh,
how much rain where you are, and, you know, what kind of impacts are you having? We had Fred and Wing with some concern on frost. If you got that as well, just let us know what you're finding out there, okay? We want a first-hand report, 800-228.
Hey, you never have to call that number, so I guess.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
One never studio. Knows their own phone number, right?
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email messages. Or you can text Todd at
701-226-8503.
So that's stereo. 701-226-8503. 8503 if you want to text.
Says the Imperial's dead, right?
And we had you had multiple texters say Fred and Wing is a conspiracy theorist. They're
latest one says, why would it not be a supply and demand issue that dictates prices? And it certainly should be. I suppose if all of the rhetoric is coming from one particular side and everybody's reacting to just that side, maybe Fred has a point. Maybe not. I guess it's going to have to play out. But as far as what was said about, you know, well, the companies kind of dictate the news, blah, blah, blah. I've been at K-Fire for 18 years. I've never had any of the various companies even ask a word about what we're doing in news. We get the occasional press release, maybe they use, maybe not, but...
I pressed him on that a little bit. I think he was saying some of the analysts. So he was saying, right. In other words, because I was saying, who should we have on that would, you know, in your mind, say the story?
You know, Al Gustin here for years, Ken Morgan here these days, and I don't think either one of those guys are getting their rhetoric straight from that kind of a source at all.
All right. Let us know what you're seeing out there and how much rain, how much snow. I've seen some of the photos. Whew. Martin, North Dakota, looks to me that I had to have gotten it the worst. I don't know if you've got a snowfall total from Martin in front of you, Don, but it did not look pretty. Comments on the news that Dave Haxtell has resigned to accept the head coaching job with the Philadelphia Flyers. We're asking who the next coach should be. David says, you can never keep a good man down. Spread your wings and fly. North Dakota will miss him. UND will have another great coach. But for Dave Haxtell, we will cheer him on, says David. Jared says, bring Blazer back. So there you go. There is, Todd, what did I predict to you during the break?
Well, now that we're just calling him Blazer, that is who you predicted was Dean Blaze.
I said, once I got over the, are you kidding me, of, this news coming out of nowhere, right, that Dave Haxtell was resigning to take the job, I have to admit, instantly thinking, I bet Blazer gets that. No. Dean Blaze, if you'll remember, was a very successful coach at the University of North Dakota hockey team. He left for the pros at a time where he was going through some really challenges personally. His wife, Wendy, dear lady, was suffering at the time from a significant disease, and she passed away since. And I honestly think one of the reasons that Dean left was just sort of the whole fishbowl thing, you know, because when you're head coach of the UND hockey team and in Grand Forks, it's just everybody's family almost, you know what I mean? So it just was a tough time. Imagine going through that in that high-profile position. Todd, you saw a little bit of that with your fiancé.
I have to admit, I was just thinking that. For anybody who doesn't know my story, I lost my fiancé to cancer, and you're right. Everybody starts to ask you, you know? So,
yeah,
wanting a clean slate? I can understand that. You bet.
So that's why he left. I don't think it was ever that he wanted to leave UND. Of course, now he's back in college hockey. Clearly loves that down in Nebraska, Omaha. So I think he's the formidable
player. But UND beats UNO every time. Come on, you know it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind. Coming up a little later on in the program, we're going to chat with Gene Veeder from the McKenzie County Economic Development Corporation, heads up the economic development as he is for many decades in Watford City, and also the tourism. And just to check in on Watford City, it's one of my favorite cities on the planet Earth. Love Watford City, love the good folks of McKenzie County. And, you know, a lot of the coverage in the... you know, in oil country, if you follow the price of oil coming down a little bit, has been that, you know, oh, this is happening, that's happening, this has slowed down. And while there's certainly some of that in the industry, I don't get the sense that things have slowed down in Watford City at all. That there's been anything noticeably different. But I'll check my theory with Gene on that, and I look forward to catching up with him as well today on the program. And also, just as we head into summer here, talk a little bit about all the things there are to do around Watford City. I mean, it's really just incredible. And, you know, I always encourage people not to assume what you read or consume in the media is the accurate picture. See it for your own eyes so you can make some judgments. And that's certainly the case for Watford City, and encourage folks to literally vacation there. I mean, for one, it's the great American energy renaissance. This is something your kids should see and understand happening right beneath our eyes. To contrast these communities, 5 and 10 years ago to where they are now and what the future looks like and how that can coexist with just this awesome beauty of, the park. And, you know, it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely beautiful there. So anyway, we'll talk with Gene a little bit about that. But he's a lifer there, you know, and many, many generations. So I think a good example of that. We're also going to chat with the a reporter who's unearthed a story that hasn't gotten a lot of attention in the state. It should get some more, I would think, I would hope. I posted it on Facebook over the weekend, but it's a story in Investor's Business Daily that is making the case that the Russians, specifically, Putin's crew, are actually financing anti-pipeline movements. Yeah, so, you know, now why would the Russians, and they do this very nefariously through a law firm in Bermuda, and, you know, but this reporter has the whole story in Investor's Business Daily. I won't get into it now, but trust me, you're going to want to hear more about this bottom of the next hour. Paul Dreesen is his name. The story's up at our Facebook page, so check that out. And why would the Russians... why would the Russians want to oppose pipelines in the U.S.? Any ideas there? Yeah. And a couple of stories that we are following this morning and looking for input on is, one, the weather. How much rain did you get? How much snow did you get? What's it look like now? So just give us a first-hand report. And also any impacts on the crops. So give us a call there to let us know that at 800 228-0550, 701-258-0550. Breaking news about 45 minutes before we took the air today. We learned that actually the Philadelphia Flyers announced, everybody a little surprised, that their whole coaching search had been kind of quiet out there, I guess, and they put out a press release at 8:15 our time this morning saying, we have a new coach. It's a fellow by the name of Dave Hackstall from North Dakota. And, of course, now that prompts a whole debate on who will be the next coach of the legendary University of North Dakota hockey team. And so we'll take your guesses there as well and get your reaction to that news today on the program. It's hockey weather, so we're talking a little hockey today. 800-228-0550. One other story that I wanted to get in here. Have you seen the controversy over the T-shirt that Under Armour did in which they had it was a basketball story. The T-shirt was titled Band of Ballers, but it had a basketball theme to it. And what it was on the front of the shirt was, you know, four guys hoisting a basketball hoop, but in a depiction that clearly was designed to replicate Iwo Jima and the raising of the flag. Okay? And there was just this incredible amount of controversy, so much so Under Armour put out a statement right away and said, look, Under Armour has the utmost respect and admiration for active duty servicemen and women and veterans who have served our country. We deeply regret and apologize the release of a shirt that is not reflective of our commitment to support and honor our country's heroes. We've taken the necessary steps to remove the shirt and any related shirts from all retail and ensure this doesn't happen again. Now, I knew people that were in Iwo Jima, right? I've interviewed the people that were part of that, family members of individuals that were part of the actual flag raise. And loved the story, everything about it. I have to admit, I didn't see the T-shirt first. I saw only the reports of the controversy. And I sort of scratched my head that I don't know. I mean, if anything, if I were a veteran, I would be glad, even if it isn't exactly the same depiction, that in some way they're recognizing, you know, Iwo Jima as an iconic American moment and tying it to, you know, what some say is America's national pastime, basketball, I don't know, baseball, I don't know, you know, basketball's certainly up there. But it, look, if to me, if vets are offended, I'm offended. But it seems hypersensitive to me, you know, but if the vets are offended, let us know. A few folks on Facebook agree. Carla says, I wonder how many young people know where it came from. I'm undecided, she says. Jason says, I'm much more angered at the turds. Can we say that word, Manny and Ben? Who are stomping on Old Glory.
Yes, you can. You just did, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Jason. I'm not censoring. I'm just using the word that he used. But I'm kind of with him on the folks stomping on Old Glory. Dan says, it was nonsensical and lame. I'm a vet and no, not offended, but I thought it looked ridiculous. Like Carla, I doubt the target audience even got the theme. There's my point. See, maybe through this they actually get what Iwo Jima's all about and actually, you know, maybe they want to read the book Flags of My Fathers or something or get ramped up on it or, you know, whatever. Learn the history. I think that'd be a good thing is what I was thinking. Todd says it's a historical image. It may not have been the wisest choice for a marketing campaign. How many times have we seen other historical images altered for various reasons, such as the famous painting of Washington crossing the Delaware or the Mount Rushmore movement? Roy says, overly sensitive. Thank you. Jamie says, it doesn't offend me, but I don't like the shirt. And again, vets is who I'm going to defer to here. Not offended, says Todd, but pretty stupid publicity stunt, taking iconic images and tying them to moronic, trivial commercial endeavors is just poor taste. Will I protest and burn the shirts outside of the Under Armour factory? No. Will I shake my head and think you are an idiot for making the shirt? Yes. Oh, I love our listeners. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have a list of precip totals here, too, from a fine listener. We'll get to those in just a second. Welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Sorry, I'm still back on Todd saying, will I protest and burn the T-shirts outside of the Under Armour factory? No. Will I shake my head and think you are an idiot for making the shirt? Yes. Okay. A couple things you can weigh in there on our Facebook page if you choose to do it. Okay? You can text Todd, too, by the way. He's really in need of text. He likes text.
701-256-0226. You want to try that all over again?
I messed the whole thing up. You do it.
Yeah, you really did. 701-226-8503.
Yeah.
Some poor soul's going to get a whole bunch of texts now and go, wait a minute. What the heck is this all about?
Oh, man.
Kind of like if you give the wrong 800 number out or whatever, and then all of a sudden some other person gets your call. 701-226-8503 for those texts.
How much rain did you get? What do you got in the way of crop damage concern? What else we asking? Any replanting to speak of? So let us know. We want the firsthand reports from you today. Travis on the Dave Haxtell News says, wish him the best. Flyers definitely an organization in change with Haxtell as the new GM. Yeah, how about that? They got Haxtell as the GM and Haxtell as the coach. Say that 50 times.
No confusion going on there. Well, you said, I thought you said, oh. I...
say that 50 times. I'll try, Travis. What's my prize if I say it 50 times?
I'd like to have to be the person that answers the phone there.
Without error, yes. No, Haxtell or Haxtell? Was it Haxtell or Haxtell? Help me. I'm sorry, one more time, man. Did you want Coach Haxtell?
Or
did you
want... either a Haxtell or a Haxtell. I'm not sure which.
Well, you're going to have to make up your mind because... we got them both here.
Travis says Dave will bring a fresh attitude and momentum and fire to that team. Yeah, I guess they're kind of rumbling a little bit. Oh, he's not coaching the NHL before. So, but Dave's used to rumbles. Probably one of the reasons he's left is, you know, people not happy with the success he had here. Hey,
you know, once upon a time, Vince Lombardi had never been a head coach either, right?
Yeah, exactly. Michael emails on the pipeline story. Maybe that story about the Russians funding anti-pipeline efforts means those in Minnesota against the pipeline are working with a foreign government against the good of the American people. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure there's genuine, you know, concerns, but I think there's a lot of this going on. And, you know, we've not probably spent as much time as we could on it, but I know some listeners have called and said, what's the deal with George Soros and, you know, financing, you know, the protest groups in Ferguson? Well, this, and what I have to admit, when I heard this story, I thought, you know, this needs some sunshine is what this needs. Because I think some of the critics are useful idiots. All right? They're useful idiots. And I would hope if they know this information, I would ask myself, if I were a critic of the Sandpiper pipeline, I don't want this pipeline. Okay, do you want to drive? That's the first question we should ask somebody. Do you want to drive? What do you mean? Do you want to fly? Do you like your iPhone? Because you don't have any of it without petroleum products. So that's the first question. Number two, why do you think the Russians oppose this? Mm-hmm. Might it be because they have state-owned oil and gas companies, and if the United States, where our minerals are owned by people, your neighbors, have mineral rights. It's privately owned. And they contract with companies that are privately owned and publicly owned to bring the oil out of the ground. Guess what? The Russians see them as competitors. So if there's less pipelines, there's more bottlenecks, there's controversy over fracking, they win. So think long and hard about that. Why they're financing this opposition. Good point, Michael. Thank you. More coming up. 800-228-0550 to hear from you today on What's on Your Mind. Guest next hour, so call now.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo. Take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did Jamestown really get that much rain?
Yes,
so. Holy fuck.
I know, when you look at the map, it's like that's where God wanted it to fall. Or somebody did.
Call my buddy Terry Wanzik out there and see what that means for all his beans. Beans. Man, alive.
That in between Huron and Pierce, South Dakota, there was a ton of rainfall there, too. Ugh.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
If you're at the southwestern corner of North Dakota, you're going, what rainfall? And just like it was predicted that they were going to get the snow last weekend, and that didn't really happen.
A lot of it out there. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to talk about a tank wash for a moment here. You need one? Then I've got a place for you to get one. Polar Service Center. If you're hauling a tank trailer, You want to meet my friends at Polar Silver Center, Kildare, North Dakota, Billings, Montana. Mention my name, get $100 off your first tank wash. That's right. Why would you go anywhere else? Polar Silver Center, Kildare, or Billings? All my trucker friends tell me they love the quality and professional service of a Polar tank wash. Very important. Come inspection time. You want to know they're certified and the best. No waiting in Billings. They get you in super quick there. The Bakken a bit busier, as always, but they've expanded tank wash hours now. And at Polar Service Center, they do it all. They can build you a tank trailer. They can fix it, weld it, bring the part to your door. There's not a tank part Polar Service Center doesn't have. By the way, if you're hauling water, Challenger pumps are the bomb. And guess what? A deal so good, I can't even tell you the price right now. For a limited time, like less than 30 days. So if you need one, get in there. Check it out. Polar Service Center. And the tank washers are $100 off that first one when you tell them Scott sent you. Highway 22 north, up top of the hill in Kildare, or north side of I-90 Billings, either exit 452 or 455. Your call. Either one. You go ahead. All right. Big news of the day. Breaking news to start the program. The University of North Dakota will have a new hockey coach to start the 2015-2016 season. Dave Hextall will be behind the bench of the NHL Philadelphia Flyers, prompting the question from us, who will be the next coach of the University of North Dakota?
And you've made your bold prediction.
I have. This is a tough one for me because I have a lot of friends that will look for that job. Good guys, good coaches.
Well, there are a number of good candidates. Doesn't mean you're not pulling for, anybody all else or whatever. Yeah.
Obviously, Dean Blaise has to want to apply in order to for my prediction to have a shot, right? And it would be tough for Dean because, again, same thing as we talked with the caller earlier who said Scott Sandlin. Okay, Dean's down at the Nebraska-Omaha. Although I think they probably understand in both cases, in Scott Sandlin, it's his alma mater, and in Dean Blaise, you've got, obviously a great history as an assistant coach and a head coach at UND. So, they'd certainly understand. Brian Faison is quoted in the Herald this morning as saying, "We will seek the best coach for the best men's hockey program in the country as expeditiously as possible." I want to thank Dave for the tremendous job he did in leading the men's hockey program at North Dakota. While the numbers speak to his team's many successes on the ice, just as important as the impact he and his staff have had on the student athletes who've played for him. So true. Warburg, Alberta. I remember the day that Dave Hextall walked on campus for the first time at UND, both as a recruit and also as a player. I can visualize it. I remember it very well. And of course, he left very. He did the right thing while he was playing junior hockey. He enrolled in a college program. I think it was community college or something up in Canada. But his clock started. You only have so many years to finish your time. So his clock started then, so he had to leave. He played under Gino Gasparini, and he was the captain, but he left halfway through the year. So he was captain for, I think, a year and a half. So I'm trying to remember, I think he played 2.5 seasons, okay? His sophomore year, he's literally a captain, which is pretty incredible in and of itself, and then had to leave halfway through his junior year, which is emotional. You lose your captain, and I never forget it, of course. Leaves, goes on, plays pro, ultimately comes back as an assistant coach under Dean Blaise, and then a head coach. So, again, player, assistant coach, just, an incredible success. Phenomenal. Replacing Dean Blaise was not an easy thing, right? And because Dean's a legendary kind of coach. So it's just a neat story. Now to the NHL and with one of the iconic teams of the NHL. I'm very happy for him. Very, very happy for him. He's a young family, I guess it'll be an adjustment to be in the big city, but they're used to being a hockey family. So anyway, I'm happy for him. Pretty cool. And everybody will be focusing on who next. Who's the next coach of the UND hockey team? That always happens. So we want to know what your guesses are. You let us know. All right, another comment here. This is from Brent. He says, hopefully they take a couple 13, 14 steps back. And then he posts a picture of Goldie Gopher on our Facebook page. That is, I mean, that should be like some kind of an offense. Travis replied to that, said, that won't happen. You know that from experience. Yeah, the trash talking will begin now. I can't believe we're graffiti on our page. There should be some kind of a fine for that.
It's May, we're getting snow and we're trash talking hockey. I think the world's gone to...
upside down, for crying out loud. Yeah. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.